Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome back to the Thai Expat Daily Show. I'm your host, Kieran Mack, as always, and delighted you've been able to tune in with us yet again for another show. Now, before we do get started, don't forget to like this video, subscribe to the channel, and give us an old share on social media if you can. Now, if you like listening to us on a podcast player, there's a link down below in the description, which will take you to a website where a vast array of podcast players can be found. And finally, if you want to support the show, if you like the show, couple of ways you can do it. The first way is just to become a channel member, and you can do so through YouTube, or alternatively you can also buy us a coffee on buymeacoffee.com, link also down below in the description. And finally, if you want to follow us on TikTok or Instagram, links are also down below there. On TikTok, we're doing short versions of these videos, so you'll get them for a minute 30, and you can subscribe and follow us there as well. It's proven to be quite popular and a great way to get your news in the evening time. So now that's all done and dusted, let's jump into the top stories doing the rounds here in Thailand today. Iranian nationals arrested for drunk driving in Phuket. Two Iranian nationals found themselves in custody in Patong earlier this week after being apprehended for driving under the influence. Patong police station detained and charged the individuals in question. Yusuf Sarush, age 37, and Nikhail Ganguly, age 35, were apprehended at approximately 4 a.m. on March 28 near Loma Circle in the northern region of Patong. Following a breathalyzer test indicating intoxication, both men were officially charged with drunk driving. Now, interestingly, Mr. Sarush and Mr. Ganguly originate from the Islamic Republic of Iran, where alcohol consumption carries severe legal repercussions, including flogging, fines, and potential imprisonment. Now, under Iranian law, Muslim citizens are strictly prohibited from consuming alcohol under any circumstances, with only officially recognized non-Muslim minorities granted permission to produce alcoholic beverages for personal use and religious rituals. In Thailand, the consequences for drunk driving vary. First-time offenders like Mr. Sarush and Mr. Ganguly may face a maximum sentence of 1 year in jail and or a fine ranging from 5 to 20,000 baht. However, if a second offence occurs within 2 years, the penalties escalate, with repeat offenders facing up to 2 years of imprisonment and or a fine ranging from 50 to 100,000 baht. So there you go, folks. Two more fellas caught drinking and driving. It's actually something we don't hear an awful lot about here in Thailand. Checkpoint set up and breathalyzers and that kind of thing. I do believe if they were more proactive about this, they'd possibly find an awful lot more people engaging in these kind of activities. But there seems to be no will. And I think it's something we've discussed here in the show an awful lot. In Thailand, the rules of the road, the making sure that the laws are followed and implemented is just not something that they really, really want to do. They look after these things for a week around Christmas time and a week over the Songkran period. And after that, it just doesn't matter. But that's how they seem to do it here. But of course, the number of people dead on the road shows exactly how bad things currently are. I think I read we're up to nearly 4,000 deaths this year already, which is a horrendous amount of people dying on the roads here in Thailand. But we'll move along to the next story. Chiang Mai expands the Songkran booze and smoking bans. So Chiang Mai is gearing up for an expanded Songkran festival with some pretty strict rules in place. Now, if you're planning to celebrate in the Land of Smiles next month, you better listen up, because the provincial governor isn't really messing around. From April 1st to the 21st, Chiang Mai is putting the kibosh on alcohol sales and consumption, as well as smoking in various public spots, including around the iconic City Moat. Yep, you heard that right. No booze, no cigs. It's all part of the plan to keep things in check during this extended Songkran shindig. Now, what's on the no-go list? Well, just about everything you think of. Government offices, schools, temples, you name it. Even public parks and certain roads around town are fair game for these restrictions. So if you're thinking of lighting up or cracking open a cold one, you might want to reconsider. And get this, selling and drinking alcohol is a no-no, not just inside the staff establishments, but even on the streets and sidewalks. And if you are planning on throwing back a few in your car or outside a shopping mall center, think again, because it's off limits too. Now, before you start panicking, there are a few exceptions. Certain venues with special permits can still serve alcohol during specific hours, but outside of these windows, it's strictly dry. And why all the fuss, you may ask? Well, Chiang Mai is gearing up for a 13-day Songkran extravaganza from April 4th to 16th, celebrating Thailand's newly minted status as a UNESCO-recognized intangible cultural heritage item. But wait, there's more. The World Songkran Festival isn't just local. It's happening all over Thailand, as we know, from April 1st to 21st. That's 3 weeks of Songkran to give tourism a boost. And yes, it's also going to be no alcohol. The plan is to have zero alcohol at any of these events throughout the country. And just to drive the point home, officials will want to make sure those iconic water splashing spots, as I said, are booze free throughout the festival. So if you're hoping to mix up a little alcohol with your aquatic festivities, you might want to rethink your plans. So there you have it, folks. Chiang Mai's gearing up for Songkran celebration with like no other, and they're laying down the law to make sure it's safe and sober affair. So put down that drink and extinguish the cigarettes, at least until the festivities die down. And it seems to be the plan here. This is part of their soft power approach, they call it. And they want to have Songkran for as long as possible. So this year is going to be a 3-week festival. Now, this doesn't mean there's going to be 3 weeks of water fighting. I think the plan is to have festivals and some other activities related to Songkran. Of course, you'll have the Songkran festival around the 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, whatever it is around that time in April, where there will be the craziness that we all know. But a lot of the festivities and the water splashing in all these areas and zones where it will be considered alcohol free. No alcohol, no smoking, and they're kind of getting strict about this, which is a little bit strange because they talk about tourism and they want to bring it in. And a lot of tourists come to Thailand to enjoy themselves and enjoy a drink. So a lot of people, you know, equate Songkran and having fun with getting drunk as well. So they're going to make it a little bit difficult. But I don't know what you think about it all. But I think I'm okay with it because, I stay well away from the festivities on Songkran. I do not get into the craziness. But tell me, what do you do on Songkran? I'd love to know down below in the comment section, as always. Now, the next story. It seems every day a Russian is getting arrested, particularly in Phuket, by the way. But it seems to be a lot of illegal activity going down there with Russians in Phuket. And I've kind of come to the conclusion the government really are to blame for this. They allowed the visa free, and I think it's 60 days or 90 days to Thailand. And people are going to take advantage of this. And there's a lot of people coming to this country now who are working illegally, opening up businesses, doing jobs Thais would normally do, and taking those jobs. And well, this is what you're left with. So a Russian national found himself in hot water in Phuket for running an illegal motorbike rental operation. This arrest, mind you, is the first of its kind since the police announced a crackdown on foreign-owned rental businesses earlier this month. Now, let me set the scene for you. Nikolai Popovich, age 26, was caught red-handed after around 10:45 p.m. on March 28, handing over a Honda CBR 650 to what he thought was a regular Thai client. Plot twist, well, the client turned out to be an undercover police officer. Now, here's where it gets interesting. The officer had contacted Popovich through WhatsApp, pretending to be interested in renting the motorbike for a cool 3,000 baht per day. After some haggling, they settled on 20,000 baht for a 7-day rental. So they gave him a 1,000 baht discount. Smooth, right? Wrong. Popovich was nabbed during the handover near Nyang Beach, a popular spot for Russian expats. But wait, there's more. Turns out Popovich was registered at an upscale housing community near the British International School in Phuket, not far from the Russian Consulate General. Fancy digs for a guy running an illegal gig, don't you think? As for the charges, Popovich is facing the music for illegal employment, which could land him a fine anywhere between 5 to 50,000 baht and a one-way ticket back to Russia. Now, that's a costly mistake. Now, it's not an isolated incident either, as we know. The Royal Thai Police have been cracking down on foreign-owned businesses suspected of skirting the law. They've raided a few joints suspected of using nominee shareholders to dodge regulations. It's all part of the efforts to clean up Phuket and make it a safer, more touristy friendly destination. So if you're thinking of pulling a fast one in Phuket, you got to start thinking again, because the long arm of the law is reaching further than ever before, and it's not messing around. And we can trace all this back to that Swiss guy in Phuket, David Fear, for whatever his name was. He's the guy who caused all this. He is the reason that a lot of this has happened. You know, it turned out his business is not 100% correct. His behavior, his playing around with or his connections in the police force and all these other things. And of course, it's led to a spiral out of control. But let's be frank and honest. In Thailand, and particularly Phuket and holiday destination zones, Phuket, as we can go back on my videos a year, 2 years, we've talked about this Russian influence in Phuket, taking over shops, taking over businesses, a lot of illegal activity going on. And this has been the case, and it's been well documented now, and especially recently over the amount of Russians who've been arrested for illegally operating businesses here in the country. Indeed, it's looked like they've been coming in under tourist visas, staying for a month or so, running the business, and then going back home with a pocket full of cash. And well, it needs to stop. And something needs to be strictly done about it. Now, I'm not just talking, by the way, just not Phuket. It should be countrywide wide. You shouldn't be just picking on an individual province, because I could tell you, from looking on TikTok, there's a load of people in this country who are doing things highly illegal with these nominee shareholders and whatnot. And I'm not going to say who I've seen on TikTok openly discussing it, by the way. So it's actually no secret. But nevertheless, things need to change. Things need to be brought aligned to the law. Look, you're always going to have a small amount of people who do things illegally. But it does seem that in Phuket, particularly in Phuket, it's just out of control. But then again, it is certainly, in my opinion, something to do with the lax visa requirements that the government, you know, has brought in over the last few months. And I think you could very much find a correlation between regulations and the increase in illegal activities, illegal businesses, illegal working by foreigners. So, but I'd love to know what you think should be done about it here in Thailand and how it should be tackled. As always, your opinions count very much down below in the comments section. And finally, casinos in Thailand, right? Well, it's getting closer. In a unanimous decision, the Thai House of Parliament has voted to advance discussions on the proposal to establish entertainment complexes, including legal casinos, as part of efforts to combat illegal gambling and bolster the national economy. Well, the motion passed with a resounding 253 votes in favour, 0 against, and 4 abstentions. This move follows earlier considerations by the Thai Standing Committee to explore the potential benefits of implementing full-service entertainment complexes aimed at addressing illicit gambling and fostering economic growth. The proposal, which was forwarded to the Parliament for further review, outlines plans for designated casino zones within entertainment complexes located within proximity to major airports and tourist hubs across various provinces. Now, Prime Minister Thavisin also publicly addressed the proposed entertainment complex bill earlier on the same day, emphasizing that it encompasses a range of activities and services just beyond the legalization of casinos. He underscored the importance of regulating underground gambling activities while ensuring stringent security measures and appropriate taxation. However, the Prime Minister cautioned that the legislative process for the entertainment complex bill will require careful consideration and deliberation before implementation. In the interim, the government remains committed to combating illegal gambling activities through proactive measures. As discussions unfold, the Thai government aims to strike a balance between addressing illicit gambling and fostering a conducive environment for legal entertainment and economic development. So, I don't know what your opinion is on this, but I'm firmly against the idea of casinos here in Thailand. Just my opinion. I just don't think it's the right thing. I just don't think it goes with Thailand's values as a Buddhist nation. And I think they should seriously reconsider what they're planning to do. I have read that only foreigners would be allowed to gamble in these casinos as well. So you'll also be separating the local people from international clientele. As such, I also don't believe that's a wise thing. I think it can lead to resentment, and it will not get rid of then illegal gambling dens that they call them, that are run by, and we've seen in the past, run by police and other politicians and shady characters. If you're going to do it, I think you should go the whole hog. But personally, I just don't think it's something that Thailand needs. A bit like, in my opinion, the whole issue with the marijuana in the country. I don't know. Thailand has taken a bit of a U-turn in the last couple of years. The legalization of cannabis here in the country, and now we're looking at legalizing gambling. It's just not something that sits well with me, but I'd love to know your opinion, as always, down below in the comment section. And as we conclude today's episode, I want to invite you to share thoughts in the comments below. This show isn't just about delivering news, it's about fostering a conversation. Your insights and perspectives matter. So keep the dialogue alive, like the video, subscribe to our channel, and share it with others. Your support means the world to us. I'm Kieran Mack, and you've been tuning in to the Thai Expat Daily Show. Until next time, take care and stay engaged.